Some of you, I'm saying this to encourage you because I know what you're going through. If you understood it, see, that's why you have to walk by faith. That's why you have leaders to tell you. You have to trust. If we have a track record, I ain't say I'm perfect. If we have a track record of following God, doing things right, you ought to trust the thing we say. So you can get to the place where you can see them. You ought not to be balking every time you hear something that you don't like. You ought to say, I don't see it that clear, but I'm going to trust you. Come on. Maybe, just maybe, I've seen something you hadn't seen. Maybe God had told me something he hadn't told you. And I really don't see how I can be a leader and don't know how to, and don't know what you know. I really don't. So, we pick up ways from the world and religious folks, and we want to bring it in the church. When I say bring in church, bring it among us, because you're the church everywhere you go, right? And bring it among us. And if it's of the world and it's of the flesh, it's not going to work. It's not going to move God. Spirit's a thing not moved by fleshly activity. So, God wants every believer. And don't feel bad that somebody haven't told you, but you finally got in a place where somebody will tell you in love. You, everyone needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost and talking in tongues every day. Not only do you need to be, I will lead you in how to receive and be filled with the Holy Spirit. But I need to clear some things so because those things hinder you. Because there's a lot of distraction. But the devil don't want you to have this. He don't want you full of the Holy Ghost. You become sure enough dangerous to him. And you walk in this every day, you are a dangerous person to the devil. So he'll use anything he can, any kind, anything he can use to distract you, to keep you. It ain't for me. I don't know if I can receive. You breathing air, aren't you? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And then you look back over the lives of people you've been around, especially in, let me see, how can I say that, Lord, without? People, you've been around people that practice certain things in certain ways, and you pick that up, and it ain't scripture. And you looking at trying to do it that way, that's what hinder folk. Find out what the Bible says, then do it. Am I clear enough yet? Or do I need to keep working on it? If I need to keep working on it, just tell me, keep working on it, Pastor, keep working on it. Find out what the Bible has to say and then do it the Bible way, God's way. Luke wrote this book. He recorded the activity, the acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles and others. He wrote it. And so you hear things, you see things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. And you pick up those things. You know, my wife, let me say this. I know this, it might make sense to you, but I think it'll get a point across. My wife gave me a pool table for my birthday. She did. Huh? Wife and children. Okay, wife and children. Well, anyway, I got one. Here's my point. The cue is what you want to stay on the table, right? And the ball is what you want to put in the hole. You guess what's the easy one you can put in the hole? The cue ball. That's the easy one to get in there. You don't want it to go, but the rest of them are the hardest. Are y'all getting it? This is why the devil wants to make things complicated and confusing for you so you can do the wrong thing and you won't get the right results. Amen. So you have to learn how to maneuver that cue and make it stay on the table and put the balls in the hole. Hallelujah. And so I know you heard things about the Holy Spirit and all this kind of stuff. You've seen things, probably been in some service that people did some stuff and didn't nothing happen. I want you to listen this morning. Here's one thing. You don't have to tarry to receive the Holy Ghost. But you hear people tarrying. Haven't you heard it? I know you heard it. Where's your arm from? I'm waiting to see receive the Holy Ghost. Why? If I walk up to you with $100 bill in my hand, holding it out to you, you fall on your knees and start saying, "Oh, I'm tearing, waiting to get this $100. I'm tearing." I said, "There it is. That's a gift from me to you. Let me tear it while so I." No, you snatch the thing or pull the thing out of my hand before I can get it stuck out good. Am I right? Come on now. But why we want to make God things so hard? Y'all ain't in the house with me this morning. Why we want to make things so hard? Because the devil is trying to confuse you and make you, if it's hard, you don't want to do it. All right. Am I right? But what I want you to know, to receive from God is not hard. You just got to get the doubt out and get the faith in. So, you don't have to tarry for something already been given. On Christmas morning, you know, we always have our family gathering there. And it's an amazing thing. I try to give a gift to everyone, each separate. And it's 25 of us, including me. I give everybody a gift except myself. So that's 24 gifts, right? I ain't never had not a single one from the oldest to the youngest. Jarin is the youngest, and my wife is the oldest beside me. You know, I say I can give myself a gift. I have never had a single one out of all those years fall down. I'm tearing to get this gift. I'm waiting. I'm tearing. Maybe after a while I can get it. No. You know why? Because it's a gift. You don't have to do anything but what? Receive. You understand. Once you understand, it's a gift. If you don't understand it, then you may do some other stuff. But I know that's for me. I got it and gone. I receive it and on my way. But listen. So you don't have to tarry to receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they waited for the day of Pentecost to fully come. What did they wait for? They waited for the day of Pentecost to fully come. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, God sent the Holy Spirit. Then, when did he send the Holy Spirit? When the day of Pentecost was fully come. Then, and he has been here ever since. He have not gone back to heaven. He's not gone to Mars, nor is he in Venus. He's right here on planet Earth, right here. Because that's where God sent him to dwell. And he's right here. And he's a gift. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.